Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Joining us this morning is Pádraig Lodge. Morning to you, Pádraig.
Good morning, Rachel. The Republic of Ireland soccer team lost 3-0 to Portugal in last night's friendly international. Cristiano Ronaldo scored twice in the second half, with the first goal coming 80 minutes in from João Félix, a comprehensive victory for the Portuguese. So the feel-good factor from last week's win over Hungary didn't really last long for the Irish team, and there's still no clarity on whether John O'Shea will be staying on as manager. Unusually for a 3-0 defeat, the goalkeeper received the Man of the Match award, and Caoimhín Kelleher spoke shortly after the final whistle to our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue.
I think it was a tough game for all of us. I think, in fairness to Portugal, they played well, but so we can play a lot better than that. Definitely, first half was tight, and then I think second half just ran away from us. But definitely, we're disappointed with ourselves. I thought we can definitely play better than that.
And were you playing for the manager as well tonight in particular? There's been a lot of talk about, you know, John O'Shea. He had four games in charge. He seemed to be, you know, very popular with the players. The result against Hungary was a positive one.
Yeah, of course. I can speak on behalf of all the players that we all absolutely love him. We've had a great camp this week. He's been excellent. We're trying our hearts out for him. We want to get good results for him and for the team. But unfortunately, couldn't do that tonight. But sure, the whole camp, he's been brilliant, and I can't say good enough things about him, to be honest.
Was the second goal the killer tonight? Because it came so early in the second half when you were hoping to get a foothold back in the game.
Yeah, I think we said, coming out, that we need to start well, and obviously, like you say, I think the early goal probably killed us, and then that kind of takes the sting out of the game for us, unfortunately. But yeah, I think second half we should be disappointed with ourselves. It wasn't the standard that we set for ourselves, and it has to be a lot better.
That's Caoimhín Kelleher. Now, Erik ten Hag is expected to remain as manager of Manchester United following an end-of-season review by the club's board. The BBC is reporting that the board is now talking to ten Hag about extending his contract, which is about to enter its final season. Ten Hag went into the FA Cup final amid a backdrop of reports claiming he was going to be sacked regardless of the result, but it now seems that United's win in the Cup has kept ten Hag in the job. There were two Irish competitors at the penultimate session of the European Athletics Championships in Rome. In the final of the women's 10,000 metres, Annika Thompson was 20th and Laura Mooney was 26th. They're two young athletes, both under 23, so valuable major championship experience for both of them. Tonight, Ireland will compete in the final of the women's 4x400 metres relay. The race is due off around 8:05. Andrew Cosgrain goes in the 1500 metres final, and we have five runners in the men's 10,000 metres final. Live television coverage begins on RTE2 at 8:00. John Rahm has withdrawn from the US Open, which begins at Pinehurst, North Carolina tomorrow, on medical advice. The Spaniard is dealing with a problem with his foot, an infection really, and the area is swollen and causing him pain. Rory McIlroy will play alongside Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele in the standout group for the first two rounds. With the Galway Hurlers finished for the year on the 26th of May, one of their top forwards, Conor Cooney, is to travel to New York to play club hurling for the summer. Their goalkeeper, Derek Fahey, and his brother, Keenan, are heading to Boston. Tipperary's Mark Keogh was going to New York, and some Waterford players are travelling to San Francisco. This is one of the consequences of the GAA's condensed season. Galway, Tipperary and Waterford out of the championship before the end of May, but there's a long gap before the club championship start in those counties, so bizarrely there's no hurling in Ireland available for those players during the early part of the summer. Gary Ringrose and Jack Conan are both available for Leinster's URC semi-final against the Bulls in Pretoria on Saturday. Ringrose returned to training last week after a shoulder injury, while Conan is resuming full training, having missed the Ulster game last weekend as a precaution. Finally, jockey Bryony Frost is facing a spell on the sidelines after suffering a broken collarbone. She picked up the injury in a fall in France.